that she's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her head. She acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's a time to change. Since the return of her stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks like June.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, guys.
This is the Pegasus Patton Show, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
I'm Claire.
I'm Katie.
And we are back again on this lovely Friday morning.
Lovely.
It's nice and warm outside.
It is warm outside, actually. It's wonderful.
All that snow is gone. It's not raining. Yesterday it rained for 7 hours.
Did you keep track of
that? Yeah, because I noticed when it started raining, and I noticed when it stopped.
Good.
And
good.
It's 7 hours.
I want to complain about the weather a little bit because it snowed at
snowed
the beginning of this week.
So much.
It was like
I thought it was going to snow a little bit, but there was like a lot of accumulation. There were several inches out there. Like,
yeah.
It's pretty intense.
Yeah, I didn't like it. Then I had to pull out my like heavy duty winter coat. And then it was like sleeting, and I don't have a hood on my coat. And that was annoying, and I hated that, and I was really sad
that
because
really
I feel like I'm like a, like poking out of my coat like a little groundhog or something, and the wind is just like beating against my.
And you just want to be inside, yeah. All warm. I stayed inside for like 4 straight hours yesterday because I didn't go out in the rain.
4 straight hours really is not that bad.
Yeah, but I would have left.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I did leave, I got all soaked because it was raining really, really, really hard.
I know. My rain jacket, too, it's, like, it doesn't repel
the water.
Get
one of those, like, not really water-resistant.
No, it's like a good, like, I'm very dry in my rain jacket, but it doesn't, like, the outer layer gets wet, so I feel cold. It doesn't keep me warm.
Yes, that's the problem with rain jacket. Yesterday, at least, was not super cold, so it wasn't, like, a cold rain, because then you're like, well, what am I going to wear? I'm going to be freezing if I wear my raincoat, but I'm going to be wet if I wear my winter coat. It's a nice warm rain, but a cold rain is, I think, the worst kind of weather.
Yeah, I really like warm rain. Warm rain makes me happy.
Warm rain is nice.
Yeah, it reminds me of summer.
Yeah. Yesterday was a little bit too chilly.
Yeah, speaking of which, summer's coming up. Like, we got,
it is soon.
April 8th. We have 5 weeks left.
That's stressful and scary.
Yeah, it is. It is. But for all those people who's freaking out about finals just as much as I am, our last day of class is Monday the 2nd, and then we have that entire week for reading period.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I thought the final started on Friday.
Or,
I thought we had 3 days.
Yeah, no, they start on Friday. But
still,
like,
3 days is a lot of days.
I mean, for me, I have a final the 10th, the 11th, and the 12th. So
I don't actually have any in-class. Oh, no, I do have some in-class finals, but most of them are before finals week, so I don't have any in-class finals during finals week.
I have one of those, yeah.
So that's a nice time.
I don't know.
Theoretically, go home very early, but I don't think I would actually do that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll be here. I gotta set up the house and everything. And
ooh, neato.
Moved
Katie's
in.
Katie's got a house.
Yeah, I feel like a real person.
Instead of living out of a room.
Although, like, the subletting is very stressful.
Oh, subletting is stressful.
There is a huge list on Facebook.
Do you know who else is living in your house with you over the summer?
Not yet.
Whoa.
Not yet.
Katie's living with strangers.
They'll be fine.
Claire is going home.
Claire is going home.
So there's that.
Benny's buddy's interested.
That's where I will be. Not sure what I will
check out my house on Facebook.
Oh yeah, plug advertising plug.
Shameless plug. Yeah, it'll be fine. It'll all work out.
It will.
Yes.
I just said that not into the microphone.
That's okay. What are you gonna do?
I'm a little distracted at the moment.
What's new with you, Claire? Let's do a fact of the week.
Fun fact of the week. I don't know why I'm talking.
Claire declared.
It's weird. But yeah, I declared a major today. My very first one. I know. I declared. Claire declared. It's very exciting. But yeah, that's a major life stressor removed.
Yes.
Because I finally got that.
Very exciting.
Checked it off the list. I had to, for those of you who are not familiar with the declaration process.
It's annoying.
It's stressful, but the actual act of declaring, you just have to fill out this form and bring it to student services.
And it's very anticlimactic.
It's very anticlimactic. So I'm like walking along to student services, I like hand in my form to the, I'm like, here, I have my major declaration form. And the girl sitting at the desk is like, okay, is this your first major? And I was like, yes. And she was like, okay. And then that was it. And I was like,
and 3 days later, it pops up on.
Yeah, and then you get an email and it's like, ta-da.
And you're
I should get a lollipop or something.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is your first major. Like, hooray, you declared. And then I was like, oh, lots of people are like declaring their second majors already. And here I am.
Yeah, okay, you don't need two majors. You do not need two majors. No. I don't know what people...
Well, I probably am going to declare a second major.
Well, yeah, do it.
Yet.
I just feel like I'm pre-med and I feel like that's a major
enough.
In itself. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Doing one major and getting all the other requirements, that's like a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Wow. Okay, this is a really intense and real conversation.
Yeah, real conversation.
Different.
Let's think
from
of
our
something
lighthearted banter.
Fun.
Yeah, that was my fun fact, but it was also very serious.
No, but it's very exciting.
Meaty.
Declaring a major is a happy thing.
Yeah, it was.
Yes. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, Katie's
What's
turn.
Fun? I'm going grafting this weekend.
That's really fun.
I'm very excited. Except the water's going to be freezing.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be so
cold. Where
are
you guys going?
Not sure. I know it's 2 hours away.
Oh, that's really
I'm
far.
Not driving, so.
Okay, that's good.
But we're doing it all day, so like it'll be really great. I'm really excited to get back out there. And yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be good.
I have another shameless plug.
Yes.
Tufts University Wind Ensemble is having a See, it's music related. So
nice
it has
segue.
To do with the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, just talk about me for a second. Is having a concert this Saturday in Distler at 8 p.m. The theme is vacations and holidays. and it's free to the public. It's going to be a really fun time.
Very nice.
The music is fun. We're fun people. We like for to make sure. it an exciting and enjoyable time. So if anyone's free on a Saturday night, check us out.
Yeah.
8 o'clock.
Yeah. Definitely. Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Speaking of another shameless plug for one of our dear friends,
this is going
Tufts Funny Ladies had their first show last night.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to my roommate for being in that and doing that thing.
She's wonderful.
Did you go, Katie?
I was not feeling so well, I was not able to attend. However,
I was also unable to attend.
But I heard I'm sure really it good. Was great, and I will definitely be going to other shows.
Yeah, I heard that they killed it.
Yeah.
Oh. And there's such a need for, like,
I know.
Women in comedy.
I know.
Because there's that old saying that women aren't funny. Ha, 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 ha.
I think women are hilarious. I personally think
women are funnier than men. Just saying.
We're hilarious.
Women are the best.
Yeah. So why don't we segue from our random segues into
This was a little
the
choppy.
Music. That's okay.
It didn't really flow quite so well.
That's fine. But, that's okay.
Yeah, Katie, you want
we're going to play some music. Course? Yeah. Yeah, we're going to do that now.
What the show is.
All right.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Good. Bye.
I know it hurts sometimes, but you'll get over it. You'll find another life to live. I know you'll get over it. I know you're sad and tired.
depending on the overgrown. Too many lovers that I never know. Counting my losses as I let them go. Heavy the water as I sink below. Down, down, deep down. Won't you be my life? Wow. Make me feel like I'm set on fire. Your love will take me higher and higher. Oh, won't you be my life? Wow. My life, wow. I've been pretending all my shots are blown. My heart, I've never let it show. I'm shaking it off to find a higher low. So heavy the water, oh, so heavy the water falling down, down, deep down, down, deep down, 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 deep down. Can you hear me falling down?
Higher and higher and higher. We can go. and me. Sound like we got big plans. Let's drive around town on two hands. And you need to know. You need to know that you keep me up all night, all night. Oh, my heart hurts so good. I love you, babe, so bad, so bad. Oh, oh, my heart hurts so good. I love you, babe, so bad, so bad. And you need to know that nobody could take your place, your place. And you need to know that I'm hella obsessed with your face, your face.
Volume was up way too loud.
Oh, geez.
Sorry.
I got excited.
But that's okay. Very excited.
Anyways, so we're going to do a little recap of what we just played.
Tell us what we got.
So, first one, our opener was Drops of Jupiter by Train. Nice little classic. Heard it in a coffee shop about an hour ago, and I was like, I like this song, so we're going to play it. And then I did a little feature of a new artist that I'm... No, they're not super new, but I am obsessed with them currently. They're called Oh Wonder, and we played first Landslide, and then Live Wire, and then Body Gold, all by Oh Wonder, and I love them, and they're wonderful.
They're very good.
They're very cool. I like how they're very chill, but like it's not like too slowed down, so yeah. And then we played a newer song by Lanny, I think, all caps. Very like pow, big statement. Okay. And it's I Love You So Bad, but ILYSB, because they wanted to abbreviate it.
I got you.
Yeah. Yeah, they're trying to be clever, but okay. Yeah.
Funny. Oh,
well. So, yeah, I think today we'll do like a little bit of features of new artists that we're excited about and been listening to. I got another one who's an old favorite of mine. It's a little bit different, but we'll play him a little bit later. But yeah, so. I don't know. Claire, we got a PSA.
Yeah, I do have a PSA. Okay. This one is relevant to my life, so that's why.
Very nice.
It's called Learning on the Go. Actually, I don't know who it's from, but let's go. Children are naturally curious. They're born learning, so follow their lead.
What is your child like about riding in the car, singing along to radio music, counting trucks, or watching the traffic light change color? Talk with your child about what's going on around the car, and it becomes a learning moment. And when you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org, a public service announcement brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and WMFO Medford.
Very nice. Yeah. As our fellow child development major just...
Yeah, I don't know if I mentioned that part, though. My major, it was in child study and human development, yeah. And I'm currently working in a preschool. So yeah, it's really important to like talk with your kids and interact with them. And
I feel like interaction is super important. If they don't have exposure to new vocabulary, new ideas,
then where are they going to get that from?
Yeah, exactly. And in the car, it's good because you're always like moving around, looking at different things.
Yeah, and they get bored really easily. I know I was one of those kids that asked my parents. This is a story my parents like to tell. So when my brother and I were little, I have an older brother, we would be in the car, and every time we passed a sign, we'd be like, "What's that sign say? What's that sign say? What's that sign say?" Because we knew it said something, but we couldn't read it ourselves yet, so my parents would have to read every single sign that we passed on the highway. Even if it just said things like, one way. You know? What's that sign say? Which I'm sure made them want to throw us out the window or something. It sounds really irritating.
That's great. That's so funny.
But gosh. They catered to our whims.
Yeah.
Now here we are.
We used to play we played I Spy in the car. We played the alphabet, the license plate game. I hated that.
The alphabet license plate? Two different games
though. You had to, well yeah, so the license plate game, you had to like find a license plate that said A. And then next license plate that said B.
And then it had a B. And then like the first letters. Oh, I got you.
Yeah. Not even like the first letters, though, like a letter that would, it got kind of boring. It was a little,
yeah, that
like,
sounds kind of exhausting.
Yeah. You know.
Also not particularly difficult, but maybe I'm underestimating it.
Like maybe we'll play it sometime.
Yeah, let's go.
Throwback.
WMFO takes a field trip to the car. Yeah, anyone is listening from their car right now, maybe, and you're really bored.
You could play.
Which you shouldn't be because you listen to our amazing show.
Yeah.
Then you could play this game. Suggestions.
Yeah.
You read all the signs.
What are some other good games?
Like car games?
Yeah.
Oh, Contact is my favorite.
What's Contact?
Contact is really hard to explain. But
We played this on our wilderness trip.
Yes, we did play this on our wilderness trip. It's good for hiking because it just like, you don't have to like see each other, you know, it's like just all vocal, so like you don't have to be sitting or you could do it while walking or sitting in a car. And you should Google the instructions because I cannot explain it on air.
Interesting.
But it's like a word game and it's very fun.
Cool. Want to know one of my favorite games?
Oh, yeah, I totally cut you off.
It's called Jell-O.
Okay.
You pretend you don't have bones.
In the car?
In the car. So if the car turns right, you just kind of like let your body like roll around. Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
And then you can't like reposition yourself.
Oh, so if you fall over, you just have to wait until somehow you get back up.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
That is fun. I like that one.
I enjoyed it.
Uses less of your brain than Contact, which I think sounds fun and relaxing.
Yeah.
Also, I love Jell-O.
All right. So some rules for Contact.
Oh, Katie just Googled them.
One person thinks of any word. They all have to guess. They all have to work together to guess what that word is. Right.
Yeah. So it's like there's one person and then there's a group of people, and the one person comes up with a word and the group of people has to work together to figure out what the word is.
Mm-hmm. So like if the person's secret word is duck, and then you give the letter D, and then the clue would have to be like.
Yeah,
no, and you give clues, and then if you think it's the word, then you say contact, and then you have to guess the word. Yeah.
Yeah, you should look it up on your own or ask someone who knows how to play it. Or come on down to the studio and play it with us.
Yeah.
If we had three people, we could play it on air. That would probably be boring for everyone.
You know what?
To
you know what? Next time we have a guest on air,
we'll do a round.
We'll do a round of Contact.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah, we'll do that. But, anyways, let's bring our contact. Back to the music. That didn't make any sense. I'm sorry. Anyways.
But I appreciate the attempt.
Yeah, you know, I tried. All right, you got any music for us, Claire?
I do, actually.
Oh, so excited.
So does that mean that I should do that?
That means thing? You should do that.
Okay.
All right.
I hope you guys enjoy it.
Flashing lights and we took a wrong turn and we fell down. You held on tight to me, 'cause nothing's as it seems, and spinning out of control. lost in it and we pretended it could last forever. It, we found Wonderland, you and I got lost in it and life was never worse but never better. It,
I'm not a living lives couldn't ever come between us. Sometimes the dreamers finally wake up. Don't wake me, I'm not dreaming. Don't wake me, I'm not dreaming.
All my past lives, they got nothing on me. Golden ego, you're the one and only. Don't you remember that you were meant to be my queen of hearts, meant to be my love? Through all of my lives, I never thought I'd wait so long for you. The timing is right, the stars are aligned. So save that hope for me, 'cause girl, you know
away. Oh yeah, oh yeah. the kiss of hate. Always doing right, stays healthy. The girls in the alleys won't get hold of him. He's got no time for that kind of sin. And he's not a member of the Catholic Church. The pastor of his town got sent down for dirt. He sees the boys from Sunday school. It's hard to believe what he read in the morning news. But oh no, it's alright, Mr. Maker, he'll be fine. It's alright, it's okay, because of the love he gave away. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Heartbeat, stay healthy. Love is all, please stay on.
Chatter eyed, looks like I take in a balaclava. Winter's cold is too much to handle. Pinch of crabs, the pinch at your sandals. Horchata, look down your glasses at that aranciada. With lips and teeth to ask how my day went, boots and fists to pound on the pavement. Here comes a feeling you thought you'd forgotten, just to sit inside walks. You'd still enjoy it with your foot on the side. Winter's cold is too much to handle. Pinch of crabs, the pinch at your sandals. Here comes a feeling you thought you'd forgotten, just to sit inside walks.
Yeah. we go for gold. At 1 a.m. when we lost control.
In the living room, your pipe and slippers set out for you. I know you think that it ain't too far, but I hear a call of a lifetime ring. Felt the need to get up for it. Oh, you cut out the middleman, you're free from the middleman. You got no time for the messenger, got no regard for the thing that you don't. That's why you will not survive. I wanna forget how convention fits, but can I get out from under it? Can I cut it out of me? Oh. It can't all be wedding cake, it can't all be boiled away. I try but I can't let go of it, can't let go of it. Cause you don't talk to the water boy, and there's so much you could learn but you don't wanna know. You will not back up an inch ever, that's why you will not survive.
tell you now, it may not go over well. All it may not be thought of while. No way that I spell it out. But you won't hear from the messenger. Though I don't know about something that you don't understand. You got no fear of the underdog. I try, you will not survive. Right.
And we're back.
Hello.
Hello. So we're back to wrap up the show.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've
been here. Been a while, but we went to play some cool music. So, you know, that's just how it went today. Want to give us a recap of the songs, Claire?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So my songs for today. We started off with Wonderland by Taylor Swift, which we are both obsessed with. And we're singing along to while it was playing in the background. So it was a fun time in the studio. And we followed up with Wet with Don't Wanna Be Your Girl. They're like a new band, kind of in the similar vein as O Wonder. Sort of like a slow, but
I like them. That's good.
Groovy sort of thing, yeah. And then we had Borns with Past Lives. I played that one because, as tough students now know, Borns is coming for Spring Fling.
Spring Fling.
Spring Fling. Then we had Mr. Maker by The Kooks.
Love.
Horchata by Vampire Weekend, because I just like low-key am in love with Vampire Weekend and have been for my whole life. and then we had Get It by Matt and Kim, also because they are also coming to Spring Fling. They're headlining.
Yes,
they are headlining. Spring Fling, which is causing some controversy, but we'll see how it goes. And then we finished up with The Underdog by Spoon.
Yes.
So I tried to play some happy, fun, upbeat.
Yeah, happy,
stuff,
fun.
Because I don't really play a lot of like sad, folksy guitar music. So I decided to change my tune today.
Change the tune.
Yeah, so I was dancing around the studio. We were singing.
Yeah, it was good. It was a fun time.
Hope you guys liked it.
Yeah. You know. All right. Well, I've got one more song from one of my favorite artists in the entire world. Love him.
We're going to change the pace a little.
It'll be a little change of pace. A little bit. But yeah. Well, we'll see you guys next week. Hope everybody enjoyed the music and have a great weekend. Got any other wrapping thoughts?
No, I think you said it quite well.
Okay,
I'll just
good.
Say, like, bye.
All right, bye.
It's my last piece.
Bye. Good. Okay.
Okay.
The rain is coming down tonight. I'm smiling, looking at this photograph. I hear that song and I'm flying right back to when we had it made. Every Friday night when the sun went